Hey guys, welcome to WT Podcast. I'm your host Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the OMB twins. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm just distracted. My dog is right here. So if she pops her head up, she wanted to participate in the podcast today.
And she's a very needy gal.
She's pretty needy. So stay down there, Piper. Anyways.
Sweet little angel.
Another week. It's Christmas week, finally.
Well, welcome back to the podcast, Sarah Ann.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for...
I had my EP by myself. Also, I have gum in my mouth.
Ew.
No, sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How was it? You got to tell your story. Which is funny. Good. I've heard the story before, but I know a lot of people have not heard the story before.
Yeah. It was really good. And that's, like, something I actually wanted to talk about. It, like... I've gotten so many sweet messages from you guys about it, and yeah, it just went really well. I mean, that's a hard story for me to talk about because, like, I mentioned on there, there's things I'm, like, really ashamed of still, or, like, there's just things that, like, I still have, I don't feel great about, you know what I mean? But I had posted a YouTube video when I was, like, 17 weeks pregnant. That was, like, my coming out video about, like me telling everyone I was pregnant. And obviously I was in, like, a really bad place then. So I always knew, like, I wanted to do a follow-up video to that. And I always thought, like, I would do it, like, right after Ari was born or something like that. But I just never got around to it. I actually deleted those videos on YouTube because I just, like, didn't want Aria to ever find them. Like, and not that I was, like, talking bad. It was just, like, I was in such a bad place then when I had posted that. And I was just still in the thick of it. And, like, I didn't have Aria as, like, perspective yet. So I was still just, like, in that, like, deep state of depression and, like, just didn't know how it was all going to turn out. And I always knew, like, God was going to turn something beautiful out of it, but I just didn't know what that looked like. So anyways, that video, I just didn't ever want Aria to come across it one day, you know? So, but I always did want to do a follow-up video to it. So sorry, guys, I'm, like, referencing a video that now is deleted. You can't see it. But I felt like I was able to express, like, everything in that. I felt like just, like, all the talking points, it was just, like, everything that I wanted to say. And I felt, like, really good about the episode. And yeah, I got some, like, really, just, like, we got really good responses to it. So,
well, it's funny, like, listening to that story, like, it puts me back, like, you know, because you said it wasn't just something that affected your life, it, like, affected all our lives too. And, like, I remember it was a really difficult time for me. I was excited for you, I wasn't having a, like, trouble in that way, but that was, like, the first time that me and you, like, separated, because our lives were, I mean, me and Megan up until that point, and you were what, 24?
Yeah.
I mean, we lived together for almost all of that. We drove the same car.
When did we not live together?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying up until you moved into mom and dad's.
Up until 20, pregnant. Yeah. Up until,
like,
that point.
We lived together. We, our entire lives, shared a room for most of it, shared a car for most of it, worked in the same places. Like, our lives were literally one. And that was the point in our life where we went in two different directions. And, like, I was single and I, like, you know, and then you were starting kind of this new life. So it was, like, just interesting because I remember, like, my
experience.
Yeah. And how it was just, I had a really hard time because it was the first time I've ever felt like an individual. And, like, when you're a twin, you grow up doing everything together. Like, you don't know what it's like to go to somewhere by yourself or to live by yourself, or, like, you just don't understand that. Like, you don't have that experience growing up, and I never had that experience. And so it was the first time that I was like, okay, it's just me. Like, I'm no longer Megan's number one. Like, yeah. I'm no longer, you know? And so it was, I mean, I was different, and I obviously, like, it was so minor compared to, like, what I knew you're struggling with, but it was a hard time. I mean, for all of us, but
I mean, yeah, and I think that was, like, something that was really hard initially for me. It was, like, I recognized I was changing everybody's life, and I made that decision without you guys being a part of that decision, you know? And, yeah, I mean, it was, like, I had that recognition immediately that I was just changing everybody's life. And, again, it was obviously, Aria is such a blessing, but, like, it was a hard time for a long time for all of us, you know? So it feels crazy because that was 5 years ago, over 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago. Yeah. So it's just wild. I hate, like, reliving that. Like, it just brings up, like, ugh, like just bad feelings because I just remember how I felt at that time. But I was always just like hopeful. You know, I knew that if I had like the courage to share my story really vulnerably, like I just hope that there was one girl out there that is in a similar position, like maybe listening and just like maybe that gives her some perspective and maybe just some encouragement. Like if it's just, there's just one girl out there that, and I got so many people that were like sent messages, you know what I'm saying? And that was so sweet, but it was just like, if there's one girl that like is pregnant and scared, I just like really hope that she found that story, you know, or my story, you know what I'm saying? It was really good.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. It went well. And thank you guys again so much for just the love and, you know, the people that were in my life at that point. You know, everyone was just so wonderful, but, I just really appreciate all the messages that, you know, we've gotten about it and the feedback. It's scary to share things that you don't want to relive and, you know, but I was just received really well. So anyways, I just want to say thank you guys. Thank you to our listeners. You guys are wonderful. Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about Miss Christmas week?
Yeah. I mean, I guess my sweatshirt can be our, transition.
Does it have to be our transition?
Yeah, because I got it as a Christmas gift today.
Oh, wow.
And I'm in love with it. It is the Shire. It's a Lord of the Rings sweatshirt, guys. Yeah, I just love Lord of the Rings. But
that's it. She's wearing Lord of the Rings sweatshirt.
That's all that. No, but I got it as a Christmas gift today, which is perfect timing because we were talking about Christmas today.
Yeah, today.
Because this will drop.
On Monday. And so tomorrow like will be 2 days Christmas later. Eve.
Yeah, this is our Christmas episode.
So, Merry Christmas. We wanted to talk about, like, some traditions that we had growing up. Obviously, I mean, this is a great time of the year. It's all, you know, about family. Well, it's all about Christ, but we can talk about that later. But we want to talk about just, yeah, traditions that we had growing up. And then if y'all have, I don't know, any fun family traditions, like, I love to hear it. You want to talk about just growing up, like, what... Our family wasn't like, I mean, we had traditions, but we weren't like...
You know what? I think we had more traditions than
I think so, too. I know. I think so, too. But I think that I didn't really think of them as traditions, I guess. It was just like what we do.
Right.
You know? But...
But then like experiencing people when we got older, like their families, it was like, oh, you guys don't have like rituals that you do every year?
Yeah.
Like weirdos They're like we do?
Normal traditions. Ours were like... Yeah, we would... So, I mean, obviously leading up into the Christmas, like Christmas Day, we always did like different things, like an advent calendar. We did
multiple advent calendars.
Yeah. Every night, because growing up, every single night, we would read a Bible study before bed. And that was
Our family, like the whole family.
Every single night. And I mean, not just the Christmas time or whatever. So we would obviously like kind of read through like Christmas stories or whatever. So we got these like books out. We always read them during Christmas. Then we had like the advent calendars, a couple of them. And those were always so fun. I always loved opening. I'm like, and you knew what the next one was. It was always like.
Yeah. And it was for those of you that like maybe haven't done any. It's like 25 little like pages that you flip over and it would like have a sentence like, you know, the wise men, you know, saw the star, you know, like, and it was like little things that led up. It told the whole story. So, but in little fragments, if that makes sense. So then by the time you got to day 25, you like read the whole story of, you know, Christmas. And so,
and then on Sundays we would do like the advent or the candles. So like
that's advent candles.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Advent calendar.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
Okay.
I don't know, but advent is the candles.
Oh, somebody's going to correct us on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but it was like on every Sunday leading up to Christmas, you would do like, it was like an angel's candle, Mary candle.
Believer's
candle.
Jesus candle.
Well, Jesus was the last one. And then I can't remember, was it shepherd's? I think it was a shepherd's candle. Yeah. And now, now that we're all adults, we'll do like the last candle or something together. But we did that every Sunday and then we would like sit in a circle and sing Christmas carols. And it was
like, just imagine guys, like me, my dad, like us two, my older sister and my mom and my dad sitting in a dark hallway with like little one candles, like one candle, and then the next week, two candles, three, four, five. And we would just like sing Christmas songs, like,
and we always
no music in the background, like all of us just like silent.
We had like a hymnal book, and Dad was a terrible singer, so we would always be really quiet and let him be loud. But that was fun. And then so Christmas night, we would go to bed early.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, me, Sarian, and Aaron would go into Aaron's bedroom. We would all like do a sleepover in Aaron's bedroom, but me and Sarian did a sleepover every night.
Yeah, we
in our shared bedroom. But we'd go sleep in Aaron's bedroom, and
we had these little, like, which we're sworn to secrecy,
sister secrecy.
But we cannot say what we did.
We had these like certain like rituals where basically we were like asking Santa. It was like this like thing that we did, and then we would like ask Santa for like the things we wanted. And to, like, I know this sounds like, oh, you guys were little and you believed in Santa. We did this
for a long time,
like past even knowing Santa.
Yeah, we did this until I think like 2 years ago.
We still, if we're all together, we'll like go in the bedroom and do our ritual.
And up until probably a few years ago, every single time. Remember, I would pee every single time.
We would all laugh, because like one of the things in the ritual is like you have to do the whole ritual without laughing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we would always laugh, and Sarah Ann would always pee in her pants. So to be a point where she would just start wearing pads. So then, we fixed the problem.
Yeah,
problem
always peed. But no, we can't tell you guys what we did, or else Santa won't give us our presents.
Only me, Sarah, and Aaron know the truth.
Yeah.
And then the next morning we would wake up, but like
really early.
Well, we wake up really early, obviously, because we were really excited.
Oh, wait, and then we would always go and like, remember, we would go like look outside and look at Rudolph's nose, which was like a tower that had a red light on it. And we were so convinced.
Did I tell you about Aria for that?
No, did you do it with her?
So yeah, like 2 years ago, Dad brings her out there, and Aria is already just like too smart for her own good. And so Dad brought her out there and was like, Aria, look out there. Look at that, the red light out there. And Aria goes, Papa, that's a utility pole. She's 3 years old. 3 years old.
Well, it's not going to work for you guys, I guess.
No, I know. Santa, like, she's going to know before long. But anyways, so Dad would, like, bring us out there, and we would make the cookies and stuff.
Yeah, we'd make cookies.
We'd give them cheese, because remember that commercial said, like, we gave Santa, like, cheese, and they got all the presents. Yeah. So anyways, we would always give them cheese.
Yeah, and then we'd wake up really early, like earlier, because Mom and Dad would always come and get us before we could come out. And so we were up so early that we would get out, like, board game Life.
Yeah, we would play Life.
And if anybody's ever played Life,
Life takes an entire lifetime.
We played it for probably, I mean, who knows, 15 years or whatever. Yeah. I don't think we ever finished it. Played for hours.
Hours. So bored. All we wanted to do was go in and see our presents. And so that also probably made the time go. It felt like an eternity.
That board game is never ending. But it was a tradition. We woke up, we played Life, and then we would go, like, open our presents.
And we, like, you know, we had a very, like, humble upbringing.
Yeah, we had a really modest lifestyle. We didn't get anything extravagant.
It wasn't like, you know, some of our friends, it was like, oh my gosh, they were like 13 getting like a brand new car. Like, it was just like insane what they all get.
Santa really skimmed us.
But, you know, I mean, we got
actually,
gifts
no,
and stuff.
I never remember feeling that way.
No,
though.
I didn't I either.
Like,
who cares?
I got a jacket that I really wanted.
Right.
Cool.
We just, you know, we always had what we needed, not necessarily everything we wanted, but I think our family, just our parents, made up for it, and just like all the traditions, and like it always felt like such a good time of year, like just a very joyful, for more than obviously Jesus, like that was the main focus, but I think we were just really blessed to have just such a wonderful family.
Sorry, here she is.
Piper is trying to get in here, the dog.
It's okay, she'll be okay, she'll be fine.
Just sit right there.
We'll catch you, baby.
Yeah, we'll catch you, baby.
Yeah, and then we always immediately would like pack up the car and drive to Kentucky. We did that for most of our life. We would drive to Kentucky on Christmas Day so that we could be in Kentucky with all of our cousins and grandparents on Christmas night, which was, I mean, growing up, going there was like one of my favorite things to do, and spending time with cousins and stuff. And then we would always do like a big dinner, and then we, like, because there were 17 of us first grandchildren on my mom's side, so we would like pick a name, and then you got like a present for one of the cousins. So you, like, we did it like that way. And then we would also sing Christmas carols. And yeah, I mean, it was good times. We haven't done that in several years, but growing up, that was one of my favorite things to do, was to pack up the bag, drive 5 hours, and then go spend time with family and cousins. And that was always super fun.
Yeah. We had just a really...
Yeah, it was good. It was always a good time of year. Have you guys established your...
Certain things, like Aria and us, we make cookies together, but there are, like, of course, like, healthy cookies, but they're good. Like, we, like, mash up bananas and oatmeal, and then we, like, you know, and chocolate chips, and we bake those. So they're, like, you know, those are the cookies that we give Santa. And we don't do, we used to open our stockings the night before, right? Didn't we do that, or did Mom let us?
No, we would
open our gift to each other. Yeah. So we don't, we just, you know, we wake up in the morning. She does, we make her sleep in. Like, we don't let Aria just, like, wake up at 3 o'clock, you know? But it's so sweet. Like, Aria's just in the age, I don't know how she'll act this year, but, you know, where she just, like, she just unwraps all the, like, she just, like, doesn't even take in what she's got. She just, like, unwraps it and throws the present to the side, unwraps the next one. She just, so I think just, like, the fun of unwrapping, you know, but she, this year she actually found her presents.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, really cool. And in all fairness, it was totally my fault. Like, I mean, I had a box. So Amazon, I, like, got them all on Amazon during, like, Black Friday. And so they all shipped in, like, one box. And for some reason, when I went to go get the box off my porch, the box was open. Like, but I checked all my packages were there, so I didn't make a big deal of it. But I put it in my room, but the package was so big, I couldn't, like, put it anywhere. And so I was just like, I'll do this in a little bit, you know? And so we were just in my bedroom and I didn't even think about it. And Aria, like, goes to open that box and she's like, what is that? And I was like, and I, like, closed it really fast. And I was like, that's a toy for Jocko. That's Jocko's presents. And she was like, oh, I want it. And I was like, this is from the family. Don't look at it. So she let it slide. She hasn't asked me about it since. But then she did today. We were writing a letter. She, like, got some stuff from school. They did, like, Secret Santa, and she got a notebook. So she was writing. She had me write a letter for, like, to Santa, what she wanted. And it's really sweet, actually. I was going to send it to you and Dust. Well, I was going to send it to the whole family. But she was just saying. She said she wanted a hamster. And gross. Yeah, disgusting. Thankfully, it was a toy. But I'm also, like, she's not getting any of these things on this list. Because, and I was like, well, Aria, you know, Santa, I think he already probably made a lot of your gifts. So, like, we'll see. Like, she's not getting any of them. She wanted a hamster. She wanted a doll, but she's like 800 dolls. And then she said, oh, I really wish that, I mean, my phone is filming us. It said, she said she wanted something for Peanut too. And so anyways,
that's cute.
That's so cute. Yeah. So yeah. That was like her nickname that we had for her when she was little. But anyways, so yeah, it's just fun. That morning is really fun. We don't really have, you know, like, we don't go to Kentucky or whatever, but, like, and I don't, we need to figure out also when we're all going to do it together.
Well, I feel like we normally do it on Christmas night, because me and Dustin always do, like,
Josh's family's Christmas night. We just need to figure that out. Oh. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we do need to figure that out. Normally, we have been doing, I don't know what we're going to do now. Christmas morning, we'll do, like, we'll go over and do, like, a breakfast with Dustin's family, and then normally we do Christmas night with our family, but maybe that will change this year.
Oh, what did you guys get Aria?
Well, honestly, I'm going this weekend getting a lot of extra gifts. I don't know.
Okay,
I
have well, no if you want to get her a doll, she wants a girl doll. She has 800
of them. I'm going to get her a hamster. I'm going to get her a real hamster.
If you get her a hamster, I'm going to find. There is.
Could
there
I
is
get her some, a real hamster?
No, you can absolutely not get her Megan. A hamster. Sarian, if you,
I'm getting her a hamster. It'll be hilarious.
Oh, and then Jocko will eat the hamster.
Okay,
no, you will not get her a hamster. But there is. Let me see if I can find out some deets about where this hamster is. Because I was like, where did you see that? And she was like, I can't tell. So she saw it somewhere. Some hamster.
It's a real...
It's a fake hamster.
It's at Petco. She saw a hamster at Petco.
Oh my gosh. If you get me a hamster, anyways, you know it's coming for you.
Well, that'll be... I'm excited to see what we do this year because apparently it'll be different. But yeah, super fun. This is a great time of year. But we obviously want to talk about what this time of year is actually about. I think, you know, unfortunately, the culture has made it so much about Santa and presents when the reality is that is not what Christmas is about at all. It's the best time of the year, but it's only the best time of the year because of what it signifies, which is Christ being born. Which is kind of funny because Jesus was not actually born on Christmas right. Day. But it is when we celebrate the birth of Christ. And for those that don't know anything about that, like, we want to talk about it. If you have any questions about it, we'd love to chat about it. But yeah, this was the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. And for those that did not grow up in the church, we believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth. He only came to this earth by birth. We're going to really just let it. It's okay.
Really She's fine. Serious. I'm just
She's
kidding.
Fine. Jesus was born fully human, fully man. He was born of a virgin, the Virgin Mary. And he came for one purpose and one purpose only, is that, and that's to seek and save lost, sinners, which is all of us, literally humankind. I was like thinking about that today. I'm like, the magnitude of that, he literally came to die.
Yeah.
He came to die.
Yeah. And I wonder things like, at what point in his life did he realize that? You know, like,
I mean, probably since he was,
I know, but it's like
able to understand.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at what point, like when he's three, you know, it's just like, at what point, you know, obviously he, you know, not didn't run away, but you know, his parents lost him at one point because he was in the temple, right? You know, and he was like, so obviously he knew, and that was like when he was really young. So he knew at that point what his calling was.
Again, he's fully God and fully man.
Right. I just like, it's just, you know, obviously those are questions I'm, you know, maybe one day I'll be able to ask, but it's just like, at what point did he know, like, I'm here
for one purpose, for one purpose only. I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah.
And not only that, but it was like, not only that, but I'm here to save people that are like currently persecuting me. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously he's way better than we are. You know, I mean, yeah. who would sit there and like, as people are persecuting them, like, I'm going to die for you. I'm going to willingly get on a cross and die for you. And that's, I don't know.
Die for believers, the ones that do believe. But,
right.
Yeah. So that is what the, you know, what Christmas is actually all about. And I think that we would just be really missing the mark if we didn't talk about it. And that was something that we grew up, our family, I mean, thankfully we do come from, you know, like parents that were believers and raised us in the church. And so it was always, I mean, we always went to like Christmas Eve service, but it was just like, that was always what Christmas was about for our family.
And all of the traditions we had were based around the fact that Christ. Christmas was about Jesus.
It was about Jesus, and it is about Jesus. And so I just want to encourage maybe those families out there that are establishing, you know, traditions with their family, like just to really remember what the day is. It's a very, very, very important day, and just to really dwell on what it means. Like this, you know, this baby was born to die for all of us, for sinners, for the believers. But I don't know. It's just, I just would hate for us to not talk about it. Obviously, it's a big thing that we believe in. Piper, you're getting on everybody's nerves.
Piper just doesn't know how to get out of these cords.
She's okay. But anyway, so yeah, that's what makes this time of the year the most special, is just really what it means.
Is we just get...
It's all about Jesus.
It is.
And which is funny because actually everything is all about Jesus.
Well, right.
Every day, all day, every day, my life, like, it's all about Jesus.
It is, right. But it is just a chance to celebrate the fact that... And I think, like, we talk a lot about Jesus, but, like, Christmas is a time for us to really emphasize the part of the story of, like, where he came from. You know what I mean? Like, how he got here and his, like, origin story. You know, because obviously we talk about Jesus in a lot of ways, but it's, like, talking about, you know, he came from a virgin and...
Well, and the fact that, like, this was the king, this was the savior that had been prophesied about,
yeah,
that the whole Old Testament is about, and it was, like, he's finally here. He's here. Like, this is what the whole thing's been leading up to.
This is what the whole time of all of time has been leading up to this moment.
Was to this time when Jesus came to be, you know, to be born, which is Christmas Day. That's why it's like, this is a huge, 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 huge day. So don't miss it. Don't miss what this day is about.
And don't miss the opportunity to talk about that with your kids, you know, like, again, obviously it's so fun to like the Santa thing and whatever. And, you know, Christmas is so magical, but Christmas is magical because of what it actually represents.
It's funny. I was like listening to this like Christmas playlist today while I was working out. And one of the lines in it it made me so sad. Actually, it was like, I can't remember exactly what it said. It was like, and thank the Lord that Santa's coming today or whatever. And I'm like, wow, wow. We have missed it as a society and a culture. We have missed it. And it makes me so sad. I'm like, yeah, like you just said, how important it is for us as, you know, you guys as parents and, you know, me and Dustin in the future as parents too, Lord willing, to really make sure that we are letting our children know what this day is about and really emphasizing the importance of it and not, and like our kids can't miss it.
No,
they can't miss it. We can't miss it, you know? And so, yeah, it's just, this is such a special day and it's all because of Jesus.
It is.
So yeah,
that's, listen.
And if y'all don't know Jesus,
if y'all didn't think you were here for a sermon,
a gospel presentation, let me tell you about Jesus coming to be born of a virgin, to die on a cross for sinners like me and Megan and like all of you guys listening to us. So
yeah,
so that we can one day spend eternity with our God in heaven. So,
if any of you guys want to talk about Jesus and you don't know about him, come talk to us. We'd love to talk to somebody about him.
Also, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here's my petition just start calling Christmas, Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Like, why are we not just saying it, what it's called?
Because we're all politically correct these days.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all remember that commercial? It was like, Merry Chrysler. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
Okay. Somebody's going to know. Anyways. It's a girl that was just like, Merry Christmas, Chrysler. Anyways, okay. Sorry, that was stupid. Okay.
I'll just cut that out. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to us. We appreciate it.
And hearing all about all of our traditions and just the
origin of Jesus Christ. We hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week with family, remembering what this day is all about.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you come back next week for another episode of Double the Tea, where we spill all the tea. Bye, guys.
Bye.